About 7 years ago, my wife Angie and I made a decision to move away from family in Ohio and start our retirement in Florida. Not an easy decision, but one we have not regretted. Oh, we regret the separation and not being able to share our family's special moments and holiday gatherings in person. 3 of our children and 7 of our grandchildren live in Ohio. We announced our plans of retiring to Florida to our family at our annual St. Patrick's Day party. It was greeted with disbelief and surprise, but they all supported our decision and wished us the very best. But our daughter said, "It's just not going to be the same." And she was right. Separation from people that we love is never easy. It might be a bit of a stretch, but it might give a feeling of what Jesus and his disciples are going through in today's gospel. They are at the Last Supper, and Jesus is saying goodbye. He's preparing those closest to him, whom he loves and who love him, for his departure. Not just a farewell before going on a short trip, when they will see one another again in a few weeks or months, but a more permanent farewell. He's preparing them for the shock of his violent death and the collapse of their plans for the future. Everything is about to change for them. In my daughter's words, "It's just not going to be the same." To their great surprise, Jesus would rise from the dead and they would see him again, at least for a short time. Then after that, it would be all different. They would see him no longer. They wouldn't have him physically there with them when they needed to ask him for advice as problems arose or feel his comforting and healing touch when they hurt or when someone they loved was sick or hear his voice speaking words of forgiveness when they needed to be freed from guilt. Jesus was sensitive to the loss they were about to endure. He was telling them quite clearly, "It's just not going to be the same." He certainly knew from firsthand experience their weaknesses. Soon their vulnerabilities and weaknesses would show themselves again in a startling way when they abandoned him at his arrest. He knew they couldn't make it on their own. Their faith would need help. Their human courage just wasn't enough to send them out to spread his message after he was gone. So Jesus makes a promise to them. Help is on the way. The Holy Spirit would come to guide them as they face new worlds and new issues. He with them when they suffered for what they believed made them aware of Jesus' presence even though they could not see, hear, or touch him. We may be 2,000 years away from those disciples around the table with Jesus that night, but we too have experienced loss and need. We have said many goodbyes and experienced big changes in our lives. When a loved one died, when we got sick and couldn't do what we used to do on our own, when we needed to be strong for another, when we had a financial setback and needed to start all over again, when a relationship was shattered. In the short time that Angie and I have been part of this faith community, we have said our goodbyes to far too many good friends. As we have faced the uncertain future caused by these and other events, we can really echo my daughter's words, "It's just not going to be the same." And it isn't. Change is hard for us, and life is constantly posing new challenges. So we admit by coming here week after week that we need what only God can give us, a renewed life after a big change in our circumstances, hope that what has ended isn't the final word from God, strength to stay faithful to Jesus, wisdom to help us maneuver life's many twists and turns. We want to be faithful to what he says to us in today's gospel. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Jesus sees and hears our needs, though we can't see or hear or touch him. We believe we have him with us in his word and in his bread and wine, our food for this moment of our lives. We also believe he has kept his promise to us just as he did to his disciples on Pentecost. He has given us his Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit makes Jesus present to us. When he is with his disciples, he can only be in one place at one time. Now, because of the gift of the Spirit, Jesus is with us in each place and each period of our lives. As we celebrate his memory again at this Eucharist, Jesus is once again giving us his Spirit. God has come to us in the Holy Spirit, has made a permanent dwelling with each of us, and guides us to the uncertain future. Jesus calls his Holy Spirit our advocate. It's a word that means counselor, consoler, mediator. Mediator is probably the best translation of advocate. The Holy Spirit is the force and energy that we experience, a peace that only God can give. The Holy Spirit is our assurance that God stands alongside each of us as we face current challenges and any future bumps in the road. The Spirit helps us to navigate our personal issues and helps us make future choices, both as individuals and as a faith community. Those special people who have been taken from our lives have also left their Spirit with us, and it's there when we need it the most. We all know that it's just not going to be the same without them. But like the Spirit that Jesus left behind and the Spirit they have left behind will never leave us. Let us pray as we come to the Lord's table today that we will know and believe that the Spirit will surprise us and provide us with exactly what we need and when we need it. For Jesus has said, "I will not leave you orphaned. I will come to you." Amen.